This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. When a city replaces its old-fashioned streetlights with efficient LEDs, it can save a bundle of money on its electricity bills. But those lights can also dramatically increase light pollution, which is really unpleasant for astronomers and those among us who like to do a little stargazing on cloudless nights. Granite geek David Brooks throws some light, so to speak, on the unintended consequences of this efficiency measure in his column this week in the Concord Monitor, and he joins me now to talk about it. Welcome, David.
Always glad to be here.
So tell us, David, what is it about these LED lights that make them a bigger source of light pollution than other light sources?
So the problem with them is the thing that makes them good, because LEDs are a digital light source as compared to, you know, heating up a wire or heating up some gas and then accepting whatever wavelengths come out of it. You can be much more focused with an LED about determining what the wavelength is. And white LEDs, or actually they call them blue LEDs, they look pretty much white to me, but anyway, they have a wavelength that matches very closely with the wavelength that we are attuned to see at night. The rods, you know, rods and cones in the back of your eye, the rods, which are the ones that handle low light situations, they are most effective at certain wavelengths. I think it's 490 nanometers, something like that. Anyway, and blue LEDs can be very, very close to that. And therefore, what light they do put out, our rods see really well, which makes it harder to see other things like stars and the moon and the Milky Way.
Especially since the stars and the moon, as you report in your column this week, give off the same kind of light as these LEDs.
That's one of the theories. I mean, I'm not sure anybody's ever really been scientifically proven, but our rods have evolved to see wavelengths around moonlight because that's the source of light when it's dim usually. So it makes sense that those of us who could see it well would survive and those who wouldn't were eaten by saber-toothed tigers. So if the LEDs are at that wavelength as well, that really affects our rods, overwhelms them.
Mm-hmm. Cities have a really compelling interest in using these, though, because they can be such an enormous cost savings. But it's not great for astronomers or people who just like to look up at the sky. So is there a middle ground between these two parties?
So there are LEDs that hopefully are just as good at lighting sources and saving energy and yet don't blind us as much at night. So the big problem is those that are around 4,000 Kelvin, which is a temperature, and it's used as a measurement sort of as the color, the hue of LEDs. If you have them down about 3,000 Kelvin, apparently that's less of a problem, and yet it can still be pretty good light. So I know some cities, Concord, for example, as part of the LEDs they're putting in their main street. But, you know, it's still light pollution. I mean, to a certain extent, light is light. And as we all know, you can't see the stars. You can't see the Milky Way in downtown Manchester, no matter how hard you try.
And is it likely that cities that do end up replacing their old-fashioned streetlights with these LED lights would be able to or willing to turn the volume down on these lights, so to speak, so that stargazers could appreciate the night sky for what it is?
Well, that's a discussion that obviously will take place at the city council and board of selectmen level. My guess would be that it'll be very hard. I've covered, you know, in my career, I've covered a lot of streetlight issues, and invariably, the public wants more light, except for, you know, a few backyard astronomers and a couple other people who are worried about, for example, the effect on certain nocturnal animals. People want more light. They think more light is safer, is better. So it can be very hard for cities and towns to actually ramp down on streetlights once they exist.
Which means astronomers may simply have to go out to rural areas as LED lights become more popular.
Well, as I noted in my column, there is an effort by the International Dark Sky Association to designate certain places as really good, as dark sky locations. And personally, I've always thought that north of the Notches should pursue this as a tourist opportunity. You know, you're trying to draw people up, you bring them to the zip lines, bring them to go skiing or something, but you also bring them because you can see the Milky Way for the first time in your life.
Come to New Hampshire and experience the darkness of our night sky.
Yes. Of course, you have to get the ski areas to turn off their lights to do that, so there are issues. But anyway, yes.
Good luck with that, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, David.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and writer whose geekiness is apparent under any kind of light, LED or otherwise, at graniteGeek.org.